A standard dumb cluck test. Does natural healing not grab your attention? Have you neglected to check out what vaccinations might do to your child's health? Have you considered what store-bought prepared cereal has in it? Do finances and business matters confuse or bore you? Are you satisfied with knowing who's who in Hollywood, but really don't care a fig's worth who is deciding the fate of your children's future in world events? Do you love fiction romances, but find books that will teach you practical knowledge a drag? Have you ever checked the oil in your car? Can you use a hammer, saw, tape measure, and screwdriver? Well, are you a dumb cluck? You might be asking what that has to do with your lazy husband. More than you think. Vicky, you asked me, what should I do? You should get off your easy chair and learn to do a thing or two. Any good woman should be able to fix a screen door. Plumbing's not so hard either. I've fixed several broken pipes in the dead of winter and replaced at least 2 toilets. There are some good books at the library that you will find helpful for those things. If a man can do it, why can't a woman? It doesn't take great strength. You are the keeper of your home, are you not? The yard is certainly not his job. Get off the couch, go outside with the children, and start cleaning the yard. You will be shocked at how much good training the children will acquire, and he will appreciate you when you show some initiative. Furthermore, you are missing many great opportunities to teach the children some practical skills, as well as to provide them with character-building experiences. Do the home projects one at a time, discussing each step with the children. Let them do what they are capable of, and have fun doing it. A man works all day long and comes home to a messy yard, a dirty house, a leaky faucet, and a lazy, complaining wife. He sees so much that needs to be done, and just feels overwhelmed that he is apparently carrying the whole load himself. He feels as though he became a slave when he married. He doesn't have a helpmeet pulling her share of the load. He has a cranky, demanding leech sucking him dry. So when a call comes from the little old lady in distress, of course he will drop everything and run. She will smile sweetly at him and tell him how much she appreciates him. When he gets her car running again, it will be a job finished, and he will feel good about himself. If he stayed at home and fixed the screen, the faucet would still be leaking, and you would still be unhappy. He was not created to be your servant. You were created to be his helper. So get to it. Learn to make yourself useful. I have found that when there is a job too big for me, if I at least start it, my husband will see that I'm in over my head and will step in and finish the job. Then I can brag on how smart he is. And he doesn't even realize that I just inspired him. Debbie.